The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Hello everyone. Unfortunately, the day has come. This is the first part of my farewell. I will be leaving Liverpool at the end of this season.
Mo Salah, Liverpool's talisman for the last 9 years in the Premier League, has decided to leave at the end of the season. Miguel Delaney, chief football writer with The Independent in the UK, joins me now. Hello, Miguel.
Hi, Claire.
Probably not unexpected, but still, we're all totes emosh listening to that, aren't we?
Well, Liverpool fans certainly will be. Yeah. Maybe some teams that were on the other side of it over the past 8 or 9 years won't be feeling quite the same. But yeah, you're right. I mean, it's not unexpected. There is a strong argument, actually, that Liverpool should maybe have taken this decision in the summer. But there is actually one surprising element to this, actually, from that decision they took in the summer, which is that it looks like Liverpool are going to allow him to go on a free transfer. When one of the reasons that they'd actually extended last summer, when he was going to be out of contract then, I mean, obviously some of it was his form, but also because they thought they could get a massive fee for him, given that the Saudi Pro League has been interested for some time. So that is a little bit of a surprise to this. But I don't know, some of it could be, I suppose, just the agreements these clubs sometimes come to with their, you know, long-serving star players, almost as a little bit of a reward or recognition for everything they've done. And Salah, to be fair, it's not just about what he's done for Liverpool, but we are talking about a Premier League player who's probably up there with Thierry Henry, Cristiano Ronaldo, Kevin De Bruyne, as one of the best players of the competition's history.
And where will he be going? You mentioned the Saudi League there. We don't have confirmation, but what's the thinking?
So his agent, who is notoriously quite abrasive on social media, came out last night and said, in much stronger terms than I'm going to put it, don't listen to anyone saying that they know where Salah is going. We still haven't decided. And was going on about clickbait and all this sort of thing. But again, he put it much more aggressively than that. So at the moment, all we know is basically who's going to be interested in him. And he will have a lot of suitors. The Saudi Pro League, oh, look, this is the thing. Liverpool, from what I was told, I've reported this in The Independent before, Liverpool would have been open to selling him to the Saudi Pro League before. But Salah, for his part, wasn't interested. He wanted to stay closer to the top level. At that point, he wanted to stay at top level, because, I mean, we saw his performances last season. This year, there has been a drop-off. That's undeniable. He is in his mid-30s. It's the first time there's been any sort of, you know, pronounced levelling off in his output. I do wonder whether that's on his own mind, although players like him tend to always try and defy that for as long as possible. Mm-hmm. I think the Turkish League will be interested, particularly Galatasaray, who Liverpool just knocked out. But one that a lot of people are saying now is actually he might go MLS, the major US league, beforehand. And I've actually written today for The Independent as well that Inter Miami, who of course have Messi now, would be interested in putting forward some sort of proposal. The only problem there is American clubs are allowed a certain amount of designated players, basically kind of star foreigners, essentially. So they would have to free up a space. But for someone like Salah, I think they'd willingly do that.
Yeah, but who would they get rid of? That'll be an interesting one to watch. Miguel, we'll leave it there for now, but thank you so much. And a reminder that Miguel's great book, States of Play, How Sports Washing Took Over Football, is available now, of course. Miguel, chief football writer with The Independent.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.